That'll do it for this hour. For Nicole Murray and Mike Gavin, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
Man, another Kleenex alert, huh?
Very sweet.
Wow. Very cool story. All right, so some fun stuff on National Days today. First of all, of course, the 80th anniversary of VE Day.
Mm-hmm.
It is National Report Government Contractor Fraud Day.
Okay.
I think we might have Doge taking care of that. It is National No Socks Day.
Oh, please. No.
It's National... I'm thinking of Roger. Gosh. It's National Give Someone a Cupcake Day and World Donkey Day. So we have to have one of those, right?
I don't even know what to say about that, Jeff.
You got to celebrate stuff.
Yeah.
What's coming up?
Day two, voting for the next pope. KTVB's Paul Gleiser is in Rome covering the papal conclave. We'll hear from here. How about sports?
Well, let's see here. The sports gender battle hits Congress and a slugger hits a milestone. Braden, how about the weather?
High temperatures this afternoon will climb to near 80 degrees under partly cloudy skies. A stray storm is possible. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Cio.
Thank you, sir. 60 degrees right now in Longview, 62 degrees in Tyler. Complete weather forecast coming your way just after the top of the hour. Stay tuned for entertainment news, a look at this day in history, and more. Local news in a couple minutes. Fox News next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 6 o'clock.
The smoke was black, not white. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A little over an hour ago at the Vatican, and that means cardinals locked inside a conclave taking secret votes a second day have not yet chosen a pope.
The 133 cardinal electors need to reach a two-thirds majority to confirm a new pope. The black smoke over the Sistine Chapel means they've had two votes so far today with no clear winner. They can vote twice more before they call it a day. All this happening in the utmost secrecy. The sight of smoke brought excitement among the thousands of faithful and curious tourists in St. Peter's Square. Big screens show a constant close-up of the unassuming chimney. They've come to witness history, but history is keeping them waiting.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage at the Vatican. When the smoke is white, it'll mean they've picked a pope to replace Francis, who died last month. President Trump is touting a trade deal this morning with Britain. Posting on Truth Social a short time ago, the agreement with the UK is full and comprehensive, cementing our relationship, adding it's the first big trade announcement after he imposed tariffs and then paused some. Fox's Griff Jenkins reports.
For a while now, the White House has said that negotiators were closing in on a number of trade deals. So as the president says, there may be more to come. And it's possible this will serve as a template with reports that negotiations are going well with other big trading partners, including Japan, India, and South Korea. China, though, is another matter, with talks set to begin over the weekend.
Well, high tariffs are still in place on Chinese imports, and China's retaliation also in place, charging American exports. It's happened at Columbia University again.
We are the students, too!
A big pro-Palestinian protest that led to arrests in New York City.
The NYPD was actually called to the scene some 5 hours after more than 100 masked anti-Israel protesters stormed the library at Columbia University. Well, more than 80 people were arrested, all students, according to the NYPD.
That's Fox's Chanley Painter. America's listening to Fox News.
KTBB News Time 6:02 from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser. No traffic issues reported along I-20 between Dallas and Shreveport. A second day of voting for the next pope today. KTBB's Paul Gleiser is in Rome covering the papal conclave, and he files his report.
Balloting continues today here in Rome. Two ballots local time in the morning, two in the afternoon. That means a huge crowd assembles on St. Peter's Square twice a day to watch the chimney atop the Sistine Chapel. There's much speculation at a conclave. How long will it take? Who will it be? Vegas odds still have Cardinal Pietro Parolin, the Vatican Secretary of State under Pope Francis, as the favorite. If history is any guide, that probably means he'll never be pope. There's a 7-hour time difference between Rome and Texas. That means that a new pope can happen as early as 3:30 in the morning Texas time, or approximately noon Texas time. We're here, watching and waiting. Our coverage is sponsored by Christus Health, your life, Christus's purpose. Reporting from Vatican City in Rome, I'm Paul Gleiser.
The search continues for a 32-year-old East Texas man wanted for capital murder.
U.S. Marshals are now assisting with the search of Trevor McEwen. He is the man who cut off his ankle monitor Monday morning, just hours before he was supposed to be in court in Kaufman County. McEwen is accused of shooting and killing his neighbor in 2023. The Kaufman County Sheriff says McEwen sent a text to his mother on Monday, saying he planned to harm himself. He then reportedly tried to set a barn on fire in Van Zandt County. That's where he had been staying while he awaited his trial.
Our news partner, KETK's Nolan Hoffman. Governor Abbott continues to turn up the heat on the Texas House, which has yet to take up the only emergency item he says will save lives.
It's bail reform, and Governor Abbott wants bail to be denied to repeat offenders charged with a violent crime.
We have to pass a constitutional amendment to fix it. That requires two-thirds of the members of both the Texas House and Texas Senate to get it done.
The Senate passed it with bipartisan support 29-1, but the House is a different animal, and it's where similar legislation has failed over the past two sessions.
There is progress, but not sufficient progress.
House Democrats have argued it denies the right of due process and is biased against minorities. If it doesn't pass, Abbott's expected to call a special session to make sure it does.
Chris Fox reporting, Texas business leaders are backing big changes to public education.
An A through F report card ranking public school districts in Texas has been released after years of delay. Glenn Hammer with the Texas Association of Business says, if we're going to spend $85 billion on public ed, then there needs to be accountability.
It's very important for employers in the state of Texas to know how these schools are performing.
They're part of a letter signed by other business leaders calling on lawmakers to support robust rankings going forward. They say it should not include extracurricular activities. It should focus on academics.
Michael Board with that report. Parents' tech habits can have a negative impact on their kids' social skills.
Researchers from the University of Wollongong in Australia reviewed responses from nearly 15,000 participants, all people with kids up to the age of four. Their goal, to study the parents' use of technology in a child's presence. Researchers say the study found excessive use of technology in front of kids was linked to poorer cognition, pro-social behavior, lower attachment, and higher levels of screen time. Researchers say obsessive technology use can lead to a child feeling like they have to compete for their parents' attention or are being ignored.
Lisa Brady with that report from the Original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Thanks, MK, and good morning to you, East Texas, on this Thursday. It is May the 8th. Jeff Rourke here with Melissa Kaiser. We're glad to be with you this morning, as always, bringing you all the latest in news, sports, and weather on your drive to work today. Stay tuned as we'll look into some, sports coming up. We've got hockey, we've got basketball, we've got baseball, a whole lot going on there. And of course, weather forecast is next from meteorologist Braden Seo. We're glad you're with us. KTBB News Time, 6:06.
Troy, can you believe Memorial Day is almost here?
Pretty exciting. Yeah.
That's all you got for the official start to camping season and our entire reason for living?
I am excited, yes. What do you want from me?
Get pumped, man. It's camping Christmas. Kind of a big deal.
Oh, it's a huge flipping deal. That's why Bish's is already celebrating Memorial Day with big deals on all RVs. We're selling travel trailers starting under $139 per month on approved credit.
And don't forget, no tariff fees on new in-stock RVs.
Plus 90 days of all play and no pay OAC.
And clearance prices on all remaining 2024s while they last.
We're even delivering select RVs same day so you can camp right away.
Same day camping? That is a big flipping deal.
Told you, camping season is a big deal. So come get the real big deals during the Memorial Day sales event happening right now at Bish's RV of Longview at the intersection of Judson Road and George Ritchie Road, where memories begin.
Based on approved credit, 20% down, 8.99% APR for 180 months. Stock number 91071, subject to prior sale. See dealer for details.
A student finishing a two-year degree at community college faces a decision. Hi, this is Paul Gleiser for the University of Texas at Tyler. Pursue the career for which an associate degree has prepared him or her, or use that degree as a springboard to a bachelor degree from a four-year institution. For many students, continuing to a four-year institution was the plan all along. But for others, the experience of college has opened their eyes to the idea that a four-year degree will open more doors. In either case, the admissions counselors at UT Tyler can help. Creating an efficient plan to finish a four-year degree is what they do. And more than simply giving your student the credential and marketplace power of a four-year degree, UT Tyler will equip him or her with a well-considered course of education that will serve for a lifetime. If your student is at this critical crossroad, go to uttyler.edu/visit to set up a personal consultation. The University of Texas at Tyler, where they say to every student, find your future at UT Tyler.
Let's talk a little bit about home cooking. The good thing about home cooking is it's typically delicious. The bad thing is, you gotta get out grandma's recipe book. Next thing you know, you're looking for coriander. That's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
KTVB News Time 6:08. Time for a look at our weather with meteorologist Braden Seo.
Partly cloudy skies are expected for our Thursday. We could see maybe a couple of showers and storms across the area, with the better chances in deep east Texas, where moisture levels are just a little bit higher, and we will see those high temperatures around 80 degrees. We'll see lows tonight in the upper 50s, climbing into the mid to upper 70s by Friday afternoon. Again, partly cloudy skies expected, but around a 30% coverage of storms during the afternoon, as a little bit better moisture will be around. And then on Saturday, we'll have, again, partly cloudy skies, but only a 10% coverage expected. So really just one or two storms possible during the afternoon. Sunday, though, rain chances move out, and we'll be looking at highs in the upper 70s just in time for our Mother's Day. And then heading into the beginning of next week, lots of sunshine and warm temperatures expected as we return to above average temperatures in the 80s. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
This forecast brought to you by Gentech Alternative Power Solutions. Prepare for the unexpected. Call Gentech today. 62 degrees over First Watch, 60 degrees over Jimmy's Kitchen, and 62 at KTBB. The headlines coming up next. KTBB News Time 6:10.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't renew your auto and homeowners insurance until you call me. Jim Tolman Insurance, 509-1300. At Jim Tolman Insurance, we'll go to work for you. And we shop companies you know and trust. We're on the loop behind Chuck E. Cheese. And on the web, JimTolmanInsurance.com. You do have a choice. Jim Tolman Insurance, 509-1300. Where saving you money is our number one goal.
An independent agent like Jim Tolman offers many companies like Safeco, Travelers, and Progressive to shop for the best available rate and save you money all the time. Since 2002, East Texans have trusted Jim Tolman for home, auto, boat, commercial, and motorcycle insurance. Call 509-1300. That's 509-1300. On the South Loop and Tider behind Chuck E. Cheese. And on the web at JimTolmanInsurance.com. That's Jim, T-O-M-A-N, Insurance.com. And your local agent with GEICO.
The summer of savings is heating up with huge savings on every new Toyota. And summer starts here at Classic Toyota in Tyler. Hurry to Classic Toyota in Tyler and get huge savings with 0% financing for 72 months on new 2025 Tundras. 0 for 72. That's 6 years interest-free. Now, folks, that's a real deal at Classic Toyota. 0% for 72 months on new 2025 Tundras with Toyota's legendary quality, reliability, and resale value. Plus, at Classic Toyota in Tyler, you'll shop our largest selection of Tundras and Tacomas in over 4 years, and you're going to save big on every single truck in stock, friends. Now's the best time to save on a new Toyota truck, so check them all out at ClassicToyotaTyler.com. That's ClassicToyotaTyler.com, or come see them up close at Classic Toyota and get 0 for 72 on new 2025 Tundras. That's Classic Toyota on the South Loop in Tyler. Call 888-338-6788 for details.
When advanced cancer care is close by, you can get a potentially life-saving screening without having to miss playtime. You can get treatments and checkups and still get home for dinner. And when that care comes from Christus Health, you can rest easy, knowing you'll be treated with genuine compassion and that we'll be with you every step of the way. Your health, your life, our purpose. Christus Health.
KTVB News Time 6:12, 62 degrees in Tyler, 60 degrees right now in Longview, and a good Thursday morning to you, East Texas. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
Global shares are rising moderately after a lackluster finish on Wall Street. Most shares are ticking higher after the Federal Reserve left its main interest rate unchanged. President Trump is expected to announce the first trade deal today after he paused many of his tariffs against U.S. trading partners. Attorney General Pam Bondi is announcing a nationwide crackdown on child predators. Police arrested a number of Columbia University students who occupied the school's library Wednesday in protest for Palestine. More than a dozen states are suing the Trump administration for withholding billions in electric vehicle charging funding. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Sports coming to you next. KTBB News Time 6:13.
License number 4214C.
Roy Dassville here from AC Contractors, along with one of my do-it-right guys, Ace.
Noticing that the words promise and guarantee are pretty similar in meaning, however,
a lot of people make promises they can't keep, but a guarantee, well, that tends to be written down somewhere.
Certainly the case for AC Contractors' Fixed Right or It's Free guarantee. guarantee.
We'll spell it out for you, folks. If we work on your air conditioning system
and you make all the repairs we recommend,
if your AC quits on you before the heat quits,
we'll come back and fix it for free.
Is that a promise, Ace?
Better than a promise, Mr. D. It's our guarantee.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
You said buts.
Tell me, Ace, why do you suppose we've hardly ever had to make good on that guarantee?
Hey, we're not called Do It Right guys for nothing, Mr. D.
Serving Tyler, Longview, and all over East Texas, online at accontractors.com.
Who we are is what we do. We're AC. AC Contractors.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you are stuck in a timeshare that you no longer want, my friends at LoneStarTransfer.com can help. They're a family-owned company. They have helped tens and tens of thousands of owners break free from their timeshares over the last 15 years. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Now they're going to provide you with a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. Call them today, 833-594-0077, or online, it's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hi, I'm Bert Newts with Athens Tractor and Equipment, your local Kubota dealer. We've been selling and servicing your equipment for over 20 years. Come see us during Kubota Orange Days to see our full line of Kubota compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, RTVs, construction equipment, and hay tools. For all your jobs, Kubota is known for reliability. Stop in or check us out online at AthensTractor.com. Voted best place to buy farm equipment in Henderson County.
Does your office roof leak? Does the warehouse leak? Tell the boss that Cables does commercial. For repairs or replacements, call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTBB News Time, 6:15, 62 degrees. Time now for a look at sports. A House subcommittee took on the issue of biological men and women's sports yesterday, hearing from witnesses with direct ties to the controversy.
USA Fencing defended itself before a U.S. House subcommittee hearing on biological men and women's sports. Damian Layfeld, USA Fencing's board chair, said mixed gender matches are common and shows
fencing is a sport of strategy and technique. Those elements will most frequently determine who prevails.
But Stephanie Turner bowed out of a fencing match with a transgender opponent, saying speed and strength do matter in mixed gender matches, calling it demeaning.
To put down the differences between men and women and any woman's loss to a man as a skill issue.
Prior to testimony, committee members clashed over whether a government efficiency hearing was an appropriate venue for a sports issue.
That is Gernal Scott in NBA playoff action last night.
Gilbert Alexander on the out, crossing the timeline straight away. Guarded by Brown, steps away, fires a three of his own. It's online. Got it! Is yet to miss. He's 5 of 5 with 16 points.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led with 34 as the Thunder put up an NBA playoff record 87 points in the first half, rolling to a thumping of the Nuggets. Final score there, 149-106. That evens the series at a game apiece. In Boston,
Ananobi, left wing, to Brunson, near corner, inside to Hart, catches, steps inside, missed a layup, tip in by Towns, and he's fouled! Karl Anthony Towns makes it a one-possession game.
The Knicks rallied from 20 points down with the big fourth quarter. Jalen Brunson hit a pair of free throws to put New York ahead of the Celtics with 12.7 seconds left. The Knicks won it 91-90 to take a two-game series lead. On the hockey ice,
Dodonov, Steele, and Rantanen. Rantanen's double shifted a few times, including leading to the goal, and a shot here, score!
That was the second of three goals for Mikko Rantanen, his second straight hat trick. The Stars beat the Jets 3-2 in game one of the second round. Yesterday afternoon on the diamond, the Astros waved off the brooms with a 9-1 whipping of the Brewers in Milwaukee. Framber Valdez went seven innings with seven strikeouts. In the late game, the Rangers played the second of their series with the Red Sox. New Boston slugger Alex Bregman hit a milestone.
Swinging a shot down the left field line. Hit his way back, and it is gone! There it is, Bregman!
That blasts the 200th of Bregman's career. Texas sluggers Adolis Garcia and Josh Young also smacked round trippers in the game. Ranger starter Tyler Molly left with a lead after five innings, but the bullpen gave it up. Jacob Webb taking the loss. Final score 6-4. The rubber match coming up this afternoon before the Rangers head off to face the Detroit Tigers tomorrow. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time, 6:18.
If the high cost of hearing aids has kept you from dealing with hearing loss, Lewis Morgan No. 4 Pharmacy and Gifts has great news.
If you have mild to moderate hearing loss, then we have a solution.
Heather Laborde is a pharmacy technician at Lewis Morgan No. 4 Pharmacy and Gifts in Longview.
We have a solution through AI, actually, artificial intelligence.
Technologically advanced hearing aids are now available over the counter.
You take the test with the hearing aid in your ear, and it will adjust itself to your specific hearing loss. And I actually have the hearing aids in stock. We can get the whole process done in one day.
For as little as $399, Lewis Morgan No. 4 Pharmacy can fit you with discreet and technologically advanced hearing aids that come with a 30-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. Lewis Morgan No. 4 is on Judson Road, a mile north of Highway 80. They're online at lmd4.com.
Lewis Morgan No. 4.
LMD4.com.
You know, our smartphones are great for capturing photos and videos of our lives, storing them in the cloud for easy access in the palm of our hands. But what about your memories from decades ago? Maybe you thought of shipping off your old videotapes, photographs, or other media out of state to one of the large transfer houses that had popped up over the last few years. The question is, why? For over 20 years, Tyler Digital Memories has been preserving your old movie reels, videotapes, slides, and photos to digital formats you can enjoy and share. And in most cases, their all-inclusive pricing is as good or better than the out-of-state shops. Tyler Digital Memories can transfer your old movie reel starting at just $8.50 per reel. Photos are just 39 cents each and slides 59 cents. So why pay more somewhere else and go through the hassle of shipping your media to another state? Give Tyler Digital Memories a try. Check them out in their new location in the Green Acres Shopping Village or online at TylerDigitalMemories.com. That's Tyler DigitalMemories.com.
From the Total Point Healthcare Studio, Your Money Now is coming up next. 62 degrees in Tyler, 60 in Longview, KTBB News Time, 620.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President Trump has insulted Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell once again this morning, a day after the central bank voted to not lower interest rates because of economic uncertainty created by tariffs. Trump referred to Powell as a fool on Truth Social. The White House is due to hold a press conference at 10 a.m. Eastern Time in the Oval Office. President Trump recently said the agreement with the United Kingdom is a full and comprehensive one. Britain was spared the higher reciprocal tariffs when Trump announced his Liberation Day duties, although it was still hit with the baseline 10% levy. Treasury yields rose as traders assessed the U.S. reaching a trade deal with the United Kingdom, along with the Federal Reserve's latest policy decision. The 10-year Treasury yield was more than 3 basis points higher at 4.31%. Futures are sharply higher after the Fed's interest rate decision, not to mention the news of a U.S.-UK trade deal on Wednesday. The Dow Industrials gained 284. That's Your Money Now.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can, with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Paul Gleiser here, and I'm visiting with Donnie Thetford here at Don's TV and Appliance on South Broadway in Tyler. Hey, Donnie, one of the biggest annual events here at Don's is the trade-in, trade-up sale.
You know, that's right, Paul. And if you're looking to replace that washer, dryer, refrigerator, get to Don's TV and Appliance now. There's never been a better time. We're going to give you money back for that old appliance when you purchase a new one. We've got all the details in store featuring GE appliances, GE Profile appliances, GE Cafe, and GE Monogram. So if you're looking to replace that washer, dryer, refrigerator, or even a dishwasher, get to Don's TV and Appliance. Your old appliance is worth money. Most importantly, we service you after the sale. So we're here for the sale and after the sale. Come shop at Don's TV and Appliance.
Thanks, Donnie. Your existing appliances are worth real money during the annual trade-in, trade-up sale going on right now, but for a limited time at Don's TV and Appliance. Don's is on South Broadway in Tyler, and they're online at donstv.com.
KTVB News Time, 623, 60 degrees in Longview, 62 in Tyler.
Undocumented migrants from the U.S. may get moved from El Salvador.
Judge James Boasberg at a hearing Wednesday said he's considering the idea of moving migrants the U.S. deported to El Salvador and its notorious CECOT prison back into U.S. custody. He floated the idea that they could be moved to Gitmo or some other facility for judicial hearings to determine if those migrants are Venezuelan gang members. An ACLU lawyer working on behalf of the migrants said they'd have to be able to visit with their clients ahead of that. The hearing happened as the Trump administration's defied court orders to return two migrants who were deported by mistake.
Jill Nato reporting, the Texas border with Mexico is in line to get some upgrades.
On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are giving the head of Homeland Security their wish list. South Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar says the Biden administration ignored problems with the Border Patrol system of security cameras.
In my area, only one-third of the cameras are working.
The Trump administration, though, is more focused on a border wall. A big spending bill includes cash for 700 additional miles. The cost? About $46 billion.
Michael Board reporting, with the remaining days in the 89th state legislature winding down, it's that time when tempers begin to flare between the Texas House and Senate.
With less than 4 weeks left in the session, it's now whining season in the Texas House of Representatives. This year, it's State Rep. Yolanda Jones and House Speaker Dustin Burrows.
Mr. Speaker, is it true that 101 Senate bills have passed the House, yet only two House bills have passed the Senate?
The chair is not advised.
And it goes on.
Is it true that only a single House bill has been sent to the governor's desk while 34 Senate bills have been?
The chair is not advised.
And now the big one.
Is it true that HB 2, the bill to fund our schools, which are currently shutting down, has been sitting in the Senate without a hearing for 19 days now?
The chair is not advised.
How will the Senate respond?
Chris Fox reporting, most airports around the United States operated smoothly as new real ID requirements took effect because travelers without the updated document were still allowed to move through security easily. The 60th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards will be handed out tonight.
Reba McEntire is set to host the ACM Awards, which streams live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters in Frisco, Texas. She'll be joined for the show's 12-minute opening performance by Clint Black, Dan and Shay, Winona Judd, Leanne Rimes, and Sugarland. ACM nominees include Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Ella Langley, and the Warren Treaty. Keith Urban will receive the ACM Triple Crown Award during the show. That's given to those who have already won New Artist of the Year, Artist of the Year, and Entertainer of the Year. You can see the Academy of Country Music Awards streaming live on Amazon Prime at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Tanya J. Powers with that report from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 626.
In the wintertime, if your neighbor's roof has frost on it and yours doesn't, your home is probably under-insulated.
You probably don't have enough insulation because all your heat is going out of your ceiling, hitting your roof, and melting all the frost.
That's Wynn Gallion of Gallion Building Solutions.
The majority of the existing homes are all going to be under-insulated.
Getting your home up to a proper level of insulation will take less time and be less disruptive than you might think.
The only thing that goes in your house is an installer and a 4-inch hose. You wouldn't even know we're there unless you walked outside.
The most highly trained and experienced insulation teams in East Texas. Pride in everything they do. A local owner who stands behind the work. You get it all when Gallion Building Solutions insulates your home. See them online at GALYEANbuilding.solutions. Residential, commercial, multifamily, Gallion Building Solutions.
Yes, we've already had severe spring weather, and yes, the power went out here at KTVB, but if you were listening, you didn't notice. Hi, this is Paul Gleiser. When the power failed here at KTVB, we rocked right along because we have a Generac automatic standby generator from Generator Supercenter in Tyler. The same can be true at your home. The power is going to go out, you just don't know when or for how long. But it doesn't really matter because when the power does fail, your Generac automatic standby generator will come right on. No sweltering in the dark for you, your AC will keep running, your lights will stay on, your life will go on. Generator Supercenter in Tyler can install a Generac automatic standby generator at your home at a price that you can afford, and they'll help you line up easy financing. That's why Generator Supercenter is the number one Generac generator dealer in the nation. Generator Supercenter is on the Southwest Loop in Tyler. They're online at GeneratorSupercenter.com. The nation's number one Generac generator dealer, Generator Supercenter.
Yes, you can get your hearing loss treated at an eye care facility.
Actually, it's quite a brilliant idea.
Eye Care Associates of East Texas hearing specialist Coy Weems.
Because a lot of times whenever you have people that start having vision issues, they're also starting to experience some hearing issues as well.
For patients who are suffering from hearing loss, Coy has unique expertise.
I have worn hearing aids since I was 4 years old. And 9 times out of 10, when somebody comes in and tells me this is going on, there's a very good chance that I've already experienced it and know how to correct it. I love what I do, and I think people matter.
If you or a family member are suffering from hearing loss, Coy Weems at Eye Care Associates of East Texas can help. The Hearing Center at Eye Care Associates is located on East 5th Street in Tyler, a block inside Loop 323. They're online at eyecaretyler.com. Eye Care Associates of East Texas, where they're proud to say, we care, you'll see.
KTVB News Time, 629, 62 degrees. Melissa, what's going on in entertainment?
Well, felony charges have been filed against a Mississippi man accused of stalking an actress.
Beginning March 2023, Jimmy Wayne Carwile is accused of repeatedly harassing Jennifer Aniston via voicemail, email, and social media. The L.A. County District Attorney's Office says on Monday at around noon, he allegedly crashed his vehicle through her house's front gate, causing substantial damage. He was then stopped in the driveway and arrested by her security guard until law enforcement arrived. The Friends actress was home at the time, but she did not interact with the suspect and was not harmed.
Monica DeLuca reporting. Good Night and Good Luck breaks Broadway box office.
George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck has shattered Broadway records. The David Cromer-directed play became the first in Broadway history to surpass 4 million in ticket sales in a single week across 8 performances, with the average ticket price of around $319. Currently playing at the Winter Garden Theater, the production has surpassed the previous record held by The Music Man. Good Night and Good Luck now stands as the highest grossing production in the history of the prestigious Schubert organization. The show, which has also been nominated for 5 Tony Awards, has dominated Broadway's box office since its April opening.
Michelle Polino, news brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com. Let them showcase your style at 62 degrees at 630.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Black smoke pours from a Vatican chimney, meaning no pope is elected after 2 votes today, 1 last night. Emma from Texas is there waiting for white smoke, indicating a decision is made.
I was born and raised Catholic, so this is like a huge event for me. We keep calling it the Catholic Super Bowl, and I was here for Easter Mass, so it's just like incredible to see like all this history like right in front of our faces.
2 more votes expected today. President Trump expected to announce a new trade deal with the UK this morning. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank is leaving interest rates unchanged for now.
The risks of higher unemployment and higher inflation appear to have risen, and we believe that the current stance of monetary policy leaves us well positioned to respond in a timely way to potential economic developments.
He says there's a great deal of uncertainty surrounding Trump's tariffs. America's listening to Fox News.
KTVB News Time, 6:31, temperature 62 degrees.
America, then and now. A daily look at our unique heritage. In a moment, VE Day. More after this.
Do you disregard people's personal space? Sitting next to people in public, even if there are tons of open seats? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. There's still time. Come to Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale and get a queen mattress and adjustable base for just $499.99. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
It's Thursday, May 8th, 2025, and this is America Then and Now. Today's the 80th anniversary of Victory in Europe, or VE Day, in 1945. The German government, headed by Karl Dönitz, following Adolf Hitler's suicide, signed the first surrender the day before in Reims, France, then a second surrender to the Soviet Union in Berlin on May 8th, ending the war in Europe. Celebrations broke out across the country and many allied nations. President Harry Truman dedicated this day to the memory of Franklin Roosevelt, who had died less than a month before. President Harry S. Truman would later say VE Day would be his most enjoyable birthday as he turned 61 on VE Day, born in Missouri in 1884. Truman served in the United States Army in World War I in France, was a haberdasher and farmer, then serving as a judge in Missouri before being elected to the U.S. Senate in 1934. Truman served as vice president for only 82 days before becoming president on April 12, 1945, telling reporters, "I felt like the moon, the stars, and all the planets had fallen on me." And that is America Then and Now. I'm Dusty Baker.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness reminds you that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Specifically, May 4th through 11th is Tardive Dyskinesia Awareness Week. So what is it? Tardive dyskinesia is an involuntary movement disorder characterized by uncontrollable movements of the face, torso, limbs, toes, or fingers. Those living with tardive dyskinesia, or TD, may often feel judged and ashamed, creating a sense of worry, isolation, and stigma. Symptoms can sometimes be caused by certain medications, but there is help available. Talk to your healthcare provider about routine screenings for movement disorders like tardive dyskinesia.
This is Kathy Reif with the Tyler affiliate of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We'd love to be a help to you. Visit us online at namitylor.org. That's namitylor.org. Or call us at 903-308-0200. That's 903-308-0200.
Do you ever imagine the families that live here, James?
Sir?
Kids over here, first-time home buyers over there, maybe a retired couple here. They've all got their own lives, their own stories. They're going to choose to live here in this community we've built.
Wow.
We couldn't have done it without financing from Southside Bank. They really care about their clients and want to grow their community, just like us.
Learn more about our commercial real estate loans at southside.com/businessloans. Southside Bank, member FDIC.
For primary care or urgent care, remember Total Point Healthcare in the Tyler Longview area. No appointment needed or waiting. Total Point accepts most insurance, but also offers a membership self-pay program. 50% off through May 31st. Code KTBB50, totalpointcare.com.
KTBB News Time, 635, 62 degrees. Time for the news with Melissa Kaiser.
No traffic delays reported this morning along I-20 in East Texas. Officials confirm a tornado touched down in East Texas during Tuesday's severe storms.
According to our news partner, KETK, the National Weather Service confirmed an EF0 tornado struck Anderson County Tuesday afternoon near Frankston. The Fort Worth-based investigators said the tornado hit the northeastern portion of the county at maximum wind speeds of 85 miles per hour. The team is still in the area examining any additional damage. After they've completed their survey, they'll release their findings. Chuck McKinley, KTBB News.
Houston police opened fire on a suspect near a middle school who was wearing a bulletproof vest.
Houston police say officers working an unrelated investigation in the southwest area of the city saw a man with a rifle case, bulletproof vest, and helmet run from a home. They followed and engaged the suspect who opened fire on the officers near Audrey H. Lawson Middle School yesterday afternoon. According to police, officers fired back, hitting the suspect. Since he was wearing a vest, he's expected to survive. No officers were hurt. Two schools in the area were put on lockdown. Houston's police chief said luckily nothing catastrophic happened.
Eric Bushman reporting. The debate over the separation of church and state has resurfaced at the state capitol as lawmakers consider allowing Bible readings in public schools.
While prayer is currently allowed in Texas public schools, Senate Bill 11 would go a step further with a mandate. The bill sponsored State Rep. David Spiller.
Requiring each campus to offer a voluntary daily period of prayer and reading from the Bible or another religious text. The goal of the legislation is to affirm and protect religious freedom.
Those Texans who testified appeared deeply divided.
We oppose all efforts by the government to sponsor, require, or formalize religious activity.
This bill is not about government promoting religion. It's about ensuring government doesn't suppress it.
The bill passed the Senate 23-7 with bipartisan support, and it is a high priority of the lieutenant governor.
Chris Fox reporting, a Texas Senate bill with the goal of helping ERCOT make better projections will be considered by the Texas House.
The bill applies to businesses operating at 75 megawatts or higher. This comes as ERCOT is projecting a major increase in demand in the coming years, in part because of more data centers in the state. State Senator Phil King of Weatherford authored the Senate bill. He's worried that without proper forecasting, the grid could overbuild, which would be costly, or underbuild, which could stretch the grid to capacity. Opponents claim the bill is too restrictive and won't help ERCOT's projections.
Stephen Pickering reporting, and they say fences make good neighbors, but now not when Elon Musk is involved.
The billionaire is ruffling feathers in the ritzy Austin suburb of Westlake Hills, where he owns a home. Neighbors complaining about a 16-foot chain-link fence that surrounds the $6 million property. Paul Hemmer, who heads the Homeowners Association, says their once peaceful cul-de-sac has been overrun by bullies.
The owner of this lot, if you follow him at all on the news, they think they own the world.
There's reports Musk has been trying to buy two neighboring lots to serve as a compound for him, his 13 kids, and their mothers.
Michael Board with that report from the Original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Selecting a pope to lead the Catholic Church is an ancient process. I'm Paul Gleiser, and I'm in Rome to bring you coverage of the papal conclave. Follow my reports here on KTVB and follow my multimedia coverage at ktvb.com/conclave. Our coverage is sponsored by Christus Health.
Folks, take KTBB with you no matter where you go with the KTBB mobile app. You can listen live anywhere you drive. It's free for Apple and Android. Brought to you by ETR Air Conditioning and Heating. ETR and Train have your back. Weather's next. KTBB News Time, 6:39.
Barn Good. I said Barn Good deals this month during the 25th anniversary event at Office Barn in Tyler. That big office furniture showroom, almost as big as a football field.
Office Barn in Tyler.
Spiff up your office with 25% off all Ashley furniture, including desks, bookcases, sofas, lobby furniture, even outdoor furniture. Buy in store or online.
We ship anywhere with next day delivery in East Texas.
Office Barn Chair of the Month, a commercial grade office chair, leather-like look, price $112 assembled.
We buy new and gently used office furniture in large quantities with discounts to nonprofits, schools, governments, veterans, and first responders.
All our inventory is pre-tariff. 500 desks, 5,000 chairs, 50 American-made Rhino gun safes, gun safe rebates for veterans from manufacturer between Tyler and Lindale on Highway 69, across from the big, big American flag. Office Barn.
Hi, it's Paul Gleiser, and I'm sitting down here in Dallas with Dennis Boole at DeBoole Diamond and Jewelry. You know, Dennis, one of the things that truly sets this store apart from other jewelry retailers in this part of the world is your expertise in fine pre-owned timepieces.
We are one of the biggest sources of pre-owned and new watches, and we will try and accommodate whatever their needs are at a very competitive price. In the world we live in now, you know, where everybody can go research prices, we're very cognizant of that. And we make sure we're competitive. We obviously vet these watches very carefully. We know their history. We're very careful, you know, that they have box and papers to help you safeguard that you know you're buying the right product.
Thank you, Dennis. Texas's largest collection of fine timepieces, new and pre-owned, together with an unmatched shopping experience all in a family setting. That's the DeBoole Diamond and Jewelry difference. DeBoole is in Dallas on Preston Road, south of Lover's Lane, and they're online at DeBoole.com. DeBoole.com.
I like everything about home cooking, except for the cooking.
And that's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. Daniel Boone's has got great chicken fried steak, pork chops, amazing sirloins, and much, much more. It's home cooking, but not at home. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
KTVB News Time, 6:41, and time for a look at the weather forecast with meteorologist Braden Seo.
As we go through our day today, we'll look for partly cloudy skies and high temperatures climbing to around 80 degrees, and then we could see maybe a couple of showers and storms, especially across deep east Texas, where they'll have a little bit better moisture. Winds will be from the northwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. As we go into tonight, we'll look for low temperatures in the upper 50s, and then we'll see our highs on Friday in the mid to upper 70s with about a 30% coverage of showers and storms as we head into the afternoon. And we'll look for partly cloudy skies on Saturday as well, with maybe a stray shower or storm possible. By Sunday, just in time for Mother's Day, we'll be looking at upper 70s for those highs under partly cloudy skies, but rain chances are gone by then, and we'll look for lots of sunshine and warm temperatures returning as we head into early next week, highs in the 80s Monday and Tuesday. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks, Braden. Folks, it is 59 degrees over the Amtrak Depot, 62 degrees over the Old Cotton Belt Depot, and 62 at KTBB Sports. Next, KTBB News Time, 6:43. For over 60 years, TDI Air Conditioning has made East Texas homes warm in fall and winter and cool in the spring and summer. TDI has also returned to its roots as an exclusive train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. TDI has now added gas logs and cozy heat fireplaces. It's another perfect way to stay warm in the winter while adding a new look to the inside of your home. Come see their selection of 6 different ventless logs and 6 different vented logs in their showroom on 5th Street. TDI is an authorized cozy heat fireplace dealer. They are fireplace experts in both installation and service. East Texas winters and summers can be brutal, but a TDI home will always be comfortable. TDI is offering a $99.95 winter tune-up special. A TDI home will give you comfort that's consistent even when the weather isn't. Now might be the time to let TDI, your local independent train dealer, help you with a train high-efficiency system with zero interest on approved equipment. For over 60 years, TDI has been committed to making life a little easier. See them at TDIAir.com. That's TDIAir.com. Texas Air Conditioning License Number 8906C. TJC is one of the largest community colleges in Texas, with more than 120 degrees and certificate programs, extensive customized training, and adult continuing education. With their strong core values, rigorous academics, stellar fine and performing arts, diverse student life, and nationally ranked athletics, they're committed to providing various pathways for students of all ages to transfer to senior universities or gain the skills they need to go directly into the workforce. Ready to get started? Visit TJC.edu today and let them help you find the path that's right for you. TJC.edu.
Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. That comes with a lot of fine print, plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
KTBB News Time, 6:45, 62 degrees. Time now for sports. The Golden State Warriors got some bad news yesterday.
The Warriors may have a one-game lead over the Timberwolves in their second-round playoff series, but Golden State will be shorthanded until further notice. Steph Curry suffered a grade 1 hamstring strain in Tuesday night's victory over Minnesota, and the four-time champion will be reevaluated in 1 week. Based on that timeline, Curry will miss at least the next 3 games of the series, with Game 5 scheduled for Wednesday, May 14th. Curry will now miss his first playoff game since the 2018 Western Conference semifinals.
That is Joe Morgan. In last night's action, the Knicks rallied from a 20-point deficit once again, with Jalen Brunson hitting a pair of free throws in the final 13 seconds to put New York ahead of the Celtics. Final score 91-90 as the Knicks took a 2-game lead in that series. The Thunder, meanwhile, pummeled the Nuggets, piling up an NBA playoff record 87 points. That was in the first half alone. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the floor with 34. Final score in the OKC win 149-106. A hockey team has a new name.
The NHL's Utah Hockey Club announced Wednesday that beginning next season, the team will be called the Utah Mammoth.
They once roamed Utah, and now they roam again.
The team released a video on social media to announce its nickname, the Mammoth, selected after 4 rounds of surveys and 850,000 votes by fans in Utah on the final ballot. The team branding is based on the tusks of the mountain mammoth, which curve up to form a letter U for Utah. Team color, same as currently. Rock black, mountain blue, salt white. Whoever Utah picks at this year's NHL draft will get to wear the new Mammoth home jersey. For fans looking to purchase gear with the new name branding, sales will begin ahead of next season.
That's Jared Max on the ice last night.
In front, the Stars shoot and score. Rantanen from the right wing circle. Can you believe it? He has done it again. Back-to-back hat tricks.
All the scoring from both teams happened in the second period. The Stars with a 3-2 win over the Jets in that series opener. The Astros beat the Brewers in the afternoon game to avoid the sweep. Final score 9-1 in the nightcap. The Rangers got homers from Adolis Garcia and Josh Young, while Red Sox slugger Alex Bregman hit the 200th of his career. Boston evened the series with a 6-4 win. In local Diamond Sports action, the UT Tyler softball team aims to defend its championship at home against MSU Denver today at 2:30, while the UT Tyler baseball team takes on St. Edwards in San Angelo. TJC faces San Jacinto in Bossier City. In high school playoffs, Tyler Legacy takes on Coppers Cove in 40. White House has Frisco Wakeland. Lindale faces Sulphur Springs. Bullard battles Huffman Hargrave. Spring Hill meets Farmersville Overton against James Bowie. Your Money Now coming up next. KTBB News Time 6:48.
I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. On September 12, 1787, at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, the Committee of Style, which had been appointed 4 days earlier, submitted its work for consideration. The committee's charge had been to distill the convention's deliberations into a final document, superseding prior drafts. One of the most significant changes occurred right up front. A much less lengthy preamble was written, almost certainly by Gouverneur Morris, which said in part,
"We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America."
The lead is significant. Prior drafts had read, "We the people of," and then listed the 13 states. Those drafts gave sovereign power to the people, but only through the agency of their respective states. The people were elevated under Gouverneur Morris's preamble. The country was to be a union of states, but a nation of people. And it was the people who were to be sovereign. People make all the difference in a business organization and a career. Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance is looking for the right people to join them in the areas of sales, commercial insurance account management, accounting, and claims adjudication. To explore opportunities for a thriving career with an industry-leading organization, visit HibbsHallmark.com and click on the Careers tab.
Hi, I'm Bert Newts with Athens Tractor & Equipment, your local Kubota dealer. We've been selling and servicing your equipment for over 20 years. Come see us during Kubota Orange Days to see our full line of Kubota compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, RTVs, construction equipment, and hay tools. For all your jobs, Kubota is known for reliability. Stop in or check us out online at AthensTractor.com. Voted best place to buy farm equipment in Henderson County.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Restaurant Brands International has reported quarterly earnings and revenue that missed analysts' expectations as same-store sales of Popeyes, Burger King, and Tim Hortons declined. Its shares fell more than 2% upon the news. Colette Hurstius, a New Orleans native who currently oversees Shell's operations in the Gulf of Mexico, will take over as president of the European oil giant's U.S. business. In her new role, Hurstius will oversee more than 13,000 employees. Breeze Airways said it will start a new route from New Orleans to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, from early September of this year. The budget airline also said that it would be resuming a route from the Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport to Savannah, Georgia, in September. Futures are sharply higher upon U.S. and China trade negotiations. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 284, the Nasdaq up 48, the S&P 500 up 24. That's Your Money Now.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can, with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ziprecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
Texas Document Solutions.
It's your business and you're in charge. Getting the right document imaging technology to the right people in the right department is critical. And nobody does it better than Texas Document Solutions. Then there's service. It's even more critical. And again, it's your business. You're in charge. When you have a document imaging technology issue, you need it resolved quickly. And quick is exactly what happens when you call Texas Document Solutions. Their technicians are local, they're prompt, and they have the expertise to keep your document imaging technology moving forward. So just know, when you're in charge and choose Sharp copier printers from Texas Document Solutions, you've chosen a local company that cares about you, your business, and your team. Sharp and Texas Document Solutions. Less stress, more peace of mind. Call 903-509-9900.
Texas Document Solutions.
903-509-9900.
KTVB News Time, 6:53, 59 degrees in Longview, 62 in Tyler.
President Trump is expected to announce the first trade deal today after he paused many of his tariffs against U.S. trading partners.
There are a number of reports now that this deal is with the U.K. The president will not confirm that, but he posted on Truth Social last night. Big news conference tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. The Oval Office concerning a major trade deal with representatives of a big and highly respected country, the first of many. Now, at the same time, the administration is moving ahead with talks with China over the weekend, trade talks, but don't look for the massive tariffs on that country's goods to come down while these talks move forward.
Doug Luzzetto reporting the Fed leaves rates unchanged as its chairman says they're waiting for uncertainty over trade policies to settle.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy is doing fine. The labor market is solid. While inflation is a bit higher than they want it to be, it's lower than it was. However, he says it's uncertainty that is soaring due to trade policy.
The risks of higher unemployment and higher inflation have risen. But they haven't materialized yet. They're not really in the data yet.
That combination, though, of higher inflation and higher unemployment would result in the slow growth of stagflation. But Powell says they're in a holding pattern on changing rates depending on tariffs and how trade deals shake out in the coming weeks or months.
Jessica Rosenthal reporting. Attorney General Pam Bondi is announcing a nationwide crackdown on child predators.
Federal authorities have taken action against a violent online network which lures teens on popular platforms. Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel say it's an unprecedented nationwide effort. It's called Operation Restore Justice, helping 115 victims by arresting 205 suspects in just 5 days. Authorities say the suspects are predators who hide behind a computer and target young children every single day. The attorney general says if convicted, at least some of those will face life in prison. Some of the suspects charged include an illegal immigrant from Mexico, a former Minnesota State Trooper, and a former Washington, D.C. police officer.
Mike Emanuel reporting. Police arrested a number of Columbia University students who occupied the school's library Wednesday.
More than 100 masked anti-Israel protesters stormed the library at Columbia University. Well, more than 80 people were arrested, all students, according to the NYPD. The university releasing this statement, quote, "These disruptions of our campus and academic activities will not be tolerated. Individuals found to be in violation of university rules and policies will face disciplinary consequences." Secretary of State Marco Rubio warns, quote, "We are reviewing the visa status of the trespassers and vandals who took over Columbia University's library. Pro-Hamas thugs are no longer welcome in our great nation."
Stanley Painter reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 656.
When the power goes out, nothing goes well.
You go dark. You don't have any of your appliances. You don't have Wi-Fi. Your house is just a box.
Shannon Smith is the general manager at East Texas Generators.
We are in the business of making people's lives more comfortable. When commercial power fails, there's an automatic transfer switch that will automatically turn on your generator. You have all the comforts that you normally want from your home that's provided by a backup generator system.
When everyone else's power has gone out, yours will still be on.
It's your home again.
Unlike a lot of other dealers, East Texas Generators can have your generator installed in just a week or two. East Texas Generators sells and services Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, and Generac Generators.
They're all three the best in the industry.
Expert advice, professional installation, East Texas Generators. They're online at easttexasgenerators.com, the leader in backup power for home and business. East Texas Generators.
License number 4214C.
Roy Dassaville here from AC Contractors, along with one of my do-it-right guys, Ace.
Noticing that the words promise and guarantee are pretty similar in meaning, however...
A lot of people make promises they can't keep, but a guarantee, well, that tends to be written down somewhere.
Certainly the case for AC Contractors Fixed Right or It's Free guarantee.
We'll spell it out for you, folks. If we work on your air conditioning system...
And you make all the repairs we recommend...
If your AC quits on you before the heat quits...
We'll come back and fix it for free.
Is that a promise, Ace?
Better than a promise, Mr. D. It's our guarantee.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
You said buts.
Tell me, Ace, why do you suppose we've hardly ever had to make good on that guarantee?
Hey, we're not called Do It Right guys for nothing, Mr. D.
Serving Tyler, Longview, and all over East Texas. Online at accontractors.com.
Who we are is what we do. We're AC. AC Contractors.
Thinking about selling your valuables? Don't miss the Great Estate Buying Event presented by Jules Estate Buyers. For 4 days only, we're purchasing fine jewelry, watches, gold, silver, old coins, and more. Our experts will evaluate any item to provide you with a fair offer and pay you on the spot. Come be a part of the Great Estate Buying Event this week only, hosted by Jim's Jewelers in Tyler, May 6th through the 9th. For information, visit JulesEstateBuyers.com.
Joint pain can make simple tasks like walking through the grocery store feel like a struggle. It can also keep you from living the life you love. With Christus Health, you can get total joint care right here, close to home. Whether it's advanced treatments, joint replacement surgery, or a personalized physical therapy plan, our orthopedic experts will explore every option available to get you back to being you. Christus Health, your life, our purpose.
KTBB News Time, 6:59 on this Thursday morning. Good morning to you, East Texas. Thank you for tuning in to your only local news radio. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
Day two of voting for the next pope. KTBB's Paul Gleiser is in Rome covering the papal conclave, and the manhunt for a murder suspect continues. How about sports?
Well, a rout on the NBA hardwood and a hat trick on the hockey ice. Brayden, how about the weather?
A stray storm is possible this afternoon as highs climb to near 80 degrees, lows tonight in the upper 50s. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Brayden Seo.
Thank you, sir. Folks, it is 59 degrees in Longview right now, 62 degrees in Tyler. Brayden's complete forecast coming to you just after the top of the hour. Stay tuned for the Bill O'Reilly Morning Update, the other side of the news, daily trivia, a live report from Rome, and a whole lot more. Local news in a couple minutes. Fox News next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 7 o'clock.